When Ulysses S. Grant was given command of all Union forces in March of 1864, he quickly assigned William T. Sherman control of Western campaigns. Sherman, who was given three armies totaling more than 100,000 troops, made his first target the city of Atlanta. Sherman began his campaign on May 13th at Resaca, 60 miles northwest of Atlanta. There he battled Confederate General Joseph E. Johnston, who eventually gave up and headed south to protect precious rail lines to Atlanta. When he found a weakness in the Confederate left on May 25th, Sherman struck again. This time it was at New Hope Church near Dallas, Georgia. On June 27th, Sherman's troops met Confederate forces head-on at Kenosha Mountain. This time, Sherman could not break Johnston's Confederate line and suffered 2,000 casualties. To General Sherman, Atlanta was out of reach for now.